Can you hear me okay, or do I need to change mics? Hello, hello. Pam, Ellen, one of you guys, oh, it's messed up. Okay, hold on. Let me see if this fixes it. All right. Oh, Jadine said she can hear me fine. Can you guys, oops, my hair. Can you guys hear me now? Is it still crackly? What the hell is going on? All right, let me refresh. Hold on. All right, guys, let's see. Oh, good, my producer's there. Joe, how does that sound? Is it any better? Hey, guys. Okay, perfect. So, as I said, sounds better. So, we'll just leave that microphone off. I'm having all kinds of issues. Pat, maybe you might need to refresh. Let's see if it's better. But all right, so I feel she's been on, she comes into the chat room. She's friends with a lot of mutual friends of mine, and we decided to go ahead and get together. We went and got some dinner, had a couple of drinks, had some fun. And she had wanted to take me out to investigate. And Chris actually, it was the first time he had ever been on an investigation. So we were going to, I had been promising him that when I came out to Texas, I would take him on an investigation. Tara was nice enough to set something up with a couple of her team members. So we all met up and we went to this very, very interesting place. Now, mind you, I had told her prior that I did not want to know where we were going. I've never been to Texas. I didn't know any of the locations around there. But again, when you claim that you're a psychic medium, the first thing people do is doubt you because they think that you may go and look up information on the location. And as crazy as it sounds, it happens all the time. I know plenty of people who do it. Me personally, I never like to know any information about where we're going. I just wanted to be completely raw, just see what comes through, and that's what we did. So I am going to start the night off where we're going to bring Tara on. We're going to talk a little bit about our investigation, where we went, things that we did, was kind of get her take on things. And then we're going to switch gears just a little bit. So I also want to talk about the podcast that I had done last month with Devin Sisk. Ellen McFarlane and Devin run the Napa Valley Walking Ghost Tours. And I was actually going out just to support them because they were there in my local hometown and we're friends. So I was just going out to get, lend some support. Unfortunately, Ellen got the stomach flu like the night before, and she was still a trooper and she still tried to go out and do the tour. Made it there, almost passed out. So Devin sent her home. I showed up, kind of was the impromptu co-host of the tour. And afterwards, I did an interview with the with a podcaster that was there, and definitely was interesting. We took him out on an investigation, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. The it just came out. You guys can find it on my page. The podcast already has about 60,000 downloads, which it is good. I mean, the show gets a lot more than that, but it's an amazing show. So I think we're gonna have a good time. And then at the end of the show, we are going to talk about the paranormal drama. Yes, people, it's back. It's back and in full effect. So we are going to have to, talk a little bit about that because it is absolutely going crazy. Hey, Lori, nice to see you. Guys, everybody, thanks so much for joining the show. Go ahead and put your questions, comments, and actually let me put the link. So if you guys want to join in on the conversation tonight, you can. Let me put in the link. Now, if you are going to be joining and you are on your phone, you're going to need to go to your Play Store and download the BeLive.tv app. Once you do that, you can then go to the link that I've just posted. You can click on the link, click join as guest, and you will join right in to the lobby, and then we will add you to the show. If you're going to be connecting through your laptop, you won't need to do anything other than click on that link, and it will drop you on in there, and we'll be doing things. Let's see. Ellen says, big things are coming. Absolutely. Like, I actually have some things that I'm going to be working with Ellen and Devin as well. Going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to all the conversations tonight. Again, any questions you have, make sure to post them and we will make sure to answer them. All right. So let me go ahead and bring Tara on real quick. Hello, Tara.
Hello, Tara. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
You know what is weird, though, is there's a delay on your side. I'm going to have you drop out.
Okay.
Come back in, and then I will add you back.
All right. Let me get out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on. She'll be right back. So was definitely Texas was interesting. I went there for training. I made it one day, and first I'm back. I have such shitty Wi-Fi here. You would not believe it. Hold on. All right. We got Tara back. So let's bring her back up. All right, girl. Got you back.
Is that better?
All better. Yep. Absolutely.
Good. Good. Good.
All right. So I was just mentioning a little bit how we ended up getting together while I was out there in Texas.
Yes.
I have to say, you are amazing. I had so much fun. We laughed so much. We sat and watched all the craziness and drama that was going on around in the background and didn't even let us affect us.
Exactly. Had a blast. Absolutely.
We did. We were going to do a show, though, on it, bro. We were out there.
We were, and then, unfortunately, you fell sick on us. And I hated that that even happened to you. I did. Broke my
story
heart
of my life.
Oh gosh, but I'm glad you're better, feeling better now, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat, yeah, I hope we get all the glitches done early too. I don't know, it's been crazy. So I was telling people, so when we decided to go out there, you had said, you know, hey, let's investigate, and I was definitely down to do an investigation. And you know, the first thing I said is, you said, oh well, I'll check out a few places, and I said, I don't want to know where.
Right.
I don't care where we go. I'm open to go investigate anywhere. I just don't want to know where we're going. And we ended up first going to dinner. So we went to Outback Steakhouse and we ate dinner and we met up with two of Tara's team members. And it was kind of interesting because this is always for me is interesting when I meet people, because I always get this same feeling when I meet people and they say, "Oh, so you're a psychic medium?" It's always, even though they're the nicest people, you always get that, sure you are. And I always say, don't listen to me. Let me show you and let's see how it goes. And it was interesting because one of her team members, Jason, showed up. And so we were just randomly talking. And of course, somebody comes through. And so at that point, I just kind of give the message. And at the beginning, he kind of, I don't know. I mean, maybe you talk to him after. At the beginning, he was kind of like, didn't really know what to think about me. And I really
That's
felt.
exactly what he wasn't sure what to think at first. He was kind of, I think he was like kind of shocked and was like, what?
Right. It
kind of.
was almost like he wondered if you had told him anything about you mean
Right.
anything about him. And it was interesting because at the time I was doing the reading, Terry had walked out to go have a cigarette. So she was out and I'm like, okay, let's go, I guess, I'll go ahead and give this message. And little by little, everything that, started coming out, he was just blown away. And I was giving a reading and it was funny because as I was saying a lot of the things, Jason was kind of just still sitting there in amazement and, looking all bewildered. But Tara and Jason's wife were both in there like, absolutely. That is spot.
I mean, if you weren't so spot on, it was just crazy. I mean, and some of the stuff, I don't think he even realized it at first when you first said it. And when me and Leia, we were sitting there going, yes, that's true. And it would take him, oh, and then he'd be like, oh, yeah.
And it was interesting because a young guy had come through, and I definitely had gotten that he was, he had came through and he had died young. And he said, no, it doesn't make any sense. And I always hate that because, you're judged. Oh, hold on. Sorry, live
Kind of
radio.
validation, you know.
When you're giving readings, when you're accurate, people, like it. But if you miss one thing, then it just completely throws them off. And I always tell people, look, I can't tell you anything because it don't make any sense to me what I'm getting anyway. You're either going to be able to validate or not. And I told them, I said, you know what? Just don't worry about it too much. Just let it go. Maybe you'll go home and all of a sudden it'll come to you. And the next thing you know, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
He said, oh.
Oh, you froze on us.
Oh, here we go. It was somebody that he actually, did know. Yes, Elle on the phone. I got the hotline going over here. I got my elderly mother just surgery downstairs. I got my daughter running around going to get my grandson. I'm at the casino up in our at the resort in our room. So yeah, it's like when I'm at work and I'm doing the show and we've got, the hotline going in the background, from the front desk calling me. I always tell everybody, oh, President, hold on. I've got to take it. It's the hotline. Make sure that, no nuclear disasters are going to happen. So it was very interesting. It was a lot of fun and great people. So we decided to finish dinner and we decided to head out to the location, which as well at this point, I didn't know where the hell we were going whatsoever. And I'll let Tara tell you a little about where we went.
So we had decided I was originally going to take her to a place called Flagpole Hill. And but the place closes down at like 9 o'clock, and I was like, no, we're not gonna do that. So we decided anybody who knows the Dallas area knows in Denton, Texas, there is Goatman's Bridge, the old Alton Bridge. It's been around since I want to say it was 1884 is when it was built, and it was actually a pretty big hub of traffic through there. First with your horse-drawn carriages and whatnot, and then once vehicles were kind of introduced, it was put on as a big traffic way through there at that time. And then I want to say it was 1901 they closed it down, and then from there the story goes on as to why Goatman's Bridge is there. And so I didn't tell Christina anything about this place. So back in the day, back in the heyday, God, I want to say it was in the 40s. I want to say, God, I can't even think of the guy's name at the moment. Anyway, he was a goat herder, a goat farmer, who was well known in the area, and he had put up a sign saying, "This way to Goatman's Bridge, or to the Goatman's." And well, at that time, you had the Ku Klux Klan and the government officials around here that were not supportive of this whatsoever. And so they went and slung a noose, tied up a noose over the bridge and went and gathered this guy up. And they threw him over and hung him. And when they went down to the riverbed to go look at their work that they've done and this, the noose was empty. So at that time, they went, the Klansmen and them went to the house where the wife and kids were at, and they burned the house down with the wife and kids, thinking that that would attract him back out. Guy never found him. The tale of it is if you go out to the bridge and you knock three times on the steel, the goatman will come. And if you are any ancestry or along the lines of anything of whether it's the Ku Klux Klan or have something to do with slavery in your roots, this goatman will appear. And he's very angry about being there still. And lots of lights, light anomalies out there, a lot of shadow play, things being thrown, and which we got some good stuff out there, I will say that.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting
Yeah.
because we got to the parking lot and they had all been there before, so they kind of knew their way around. They knew what they where to go, where they knew the history. So we kind of walked around and they just kind of let me wander around to see what I picked up on and where I was being led. And I mean, it was late at night. They had flooding out there prior to me
God,
getting
horrible.
there. So it was like a freaking marsh out there. So we had to like try to find
I
our
have
way.
mud in my boots. I'm just
Oh, I do
saying.
too. And my pants, everything. I was like, pulled them out yesterday and I'm like, oh God, yeah, these are really bad. I didn't realize. And yeah, so we were walking around and I was led. And one of the first things that I had asked was, "Was somebody hung here?" Because I keep getting that like somebody was hung. And Tara and Jason look at each other and they just kind of smile at each other. So I figure, okay, obviously that's right. So they just kind of ask me, okay, what else? And so I just kind of we were led around to different locations. We had the FLIR camera with us, and we were actually able to pick up a few things on that, which was interesting. I was getting that, actually there was a lot of deaths there, a lot more than I think that people even realize. It was a really weird energy in this place, I will tell you. It was,
Definitely.
I think I kept comparing it to like suicide, what is that? Suicide Forest in Japan.
Right.
That this is like a place that, when somebody wants to go, like they could just go and disappear in this area. I mean, it's pretty heavily wooded. It's marshy, like from what Tara told me, like there's homeless that now camp out in those areas to, so it would be very easy if you wanted to end your life to
This
do.
place is known. I mean, it's known for people going out there and doing satanic rituals and, just people wandering around. I mean, it is a high traffic area for sure. And there is also another tale of, but not anything that you can find documented of prior to the bridge being built, there was supposedly another hanging just by the, just by the bridge where the bridge was built, another hanging of another gentleman. And so, yeah, I found that quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and it was weird because there was definitely certain areas that were very, very heavy, very dark. And I literally, like, I would get to certain areas and I literally could feel like I was being hung. I couldn't breathe. It was just really weird feeling. And I said, I think more than one person has been hung out here because,
Yeah.
it's like it's different places. It was very interesting. We did some investigating there. I mean, I don't know what you guys, you know, when you were chicken. Are there ley lines out there?
I believe there are. Yes, there are ley lines out there. It does cross through, and it goes up through. I want to say if you come down through Austin, it goes like up through Austin and all the way up. So yes, it does. But I can't think of where else it goes to. So, but yes, the answer to that is yes, there are ley lines. Yes.
You got the ley lines, you have the water source. I mean,
because it runs right over this river. Obviously that's what the bridge is built over. We got, you know, other great stuff that, you know, and the stuff that we found out later on, and which I found was really interesting. We were running the ovulus out there, and we got several things through the ovulus. And one of the things that we got was the letter L. And we didn't know at the time what that was all about. And we were kept being led in this one direction, kind of off to the east. It kept running us. It's like we were all being pulled to this one area. And Jason was really being pulled that way, and as you were too. So come to find out, about 100 yards from where we were, there is an old cemetery there. Very old cemetery, very close to where we were. And also, what we find out with the letter L coming through on the ovulus, there was somebody buried there in 1964 with, I can't remember the first name, but the last name of L, literally the last name of L. So, yes. You know, something I was telling Jason, one of my team members, is that I want to get back out there and find out about, you know, because obviously we're being led to something.
And the interesting part too was that, I mean, again, I kept saying, like, I feel like a lot of people are buried here. Like, you need to do some research because, I mean, again, I had no idea that there was a cemetery.
I think also in the play with feeling, but I do feel that there's more out there than just the cemetery. So
100%.
On that.
100%. But it was interesting because where it kept leading us, and I got led there, Jason, you know, and the thing is, you know, Jason has abilities himself. He's very good, you know.
Just doesn't know.
But he wasn't very confident. And so instead of me wanting to take the lead, I really wanted him to really experience it and have some support behind him and let us follow it. And it was great. It was actually amazing. He got some really good stuff. But that one location that we kept being led to, we couldn't get back there because it had flooded and it was all muddy.
That's where we were getting all the shadow plays too.
Yes. Yes.
I kept seeing that man standing off through the woods, but I couldn't, like you said, we couldn't get to it.
Right. And we could see him on the flare. We did catch him on the flare, and you could see him peeking out from behind the this little clearing. And I kept saying, oh my gosh, there is a clearing around here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that some kind of rituals were done. Now, again, this was before I knew anything. And then Tara had said, oh yeah, out here, they've done a lot of rituals and things like that. Interestingly enough, it's kind of a hot spot and a lot of people know about it because we went out there in the middle of the night and there was all kinds of people. I was more worried about the people we might encounter than the damn ghosts. I was completely okay with the ghosts, but
that's
it was
what all the humans. About that place. It is a very high traffic. It's known for what we're talking about. So it does bring a lot of, you know, kids out there who have no clue what they're doing, out there, just curiosity and, you know.
And we met a group of them when we first got there.
Yeah, definitely.
They were very interesting. You know, they had heard the stories as well. So they wanted to go out there and get scared. So they went out there. They're running around trying to figure. They were very, you know, interested in us. They wanted to kind of follow us around a little bit. We had to shake them because anybody knows me, I hate investigating in large groups. I just can't do it. I like little small groups because you don't have any of the contamination of your evidence. And even when we were doing EVPs and we were all that kind of stuff, we still had to keep marking the tape. That, okay, that was kids in the bathroom. Wow. Oh, they're yelling. Oh, they did this.
Yeah, and then that same area where we got the shadow guy is where we got the growl. It was an active area right back in there. So I've never been, honestly, I've never been there during the day. So I could not tell you what's back there, other than, there was the off to the left, you could see the one factory there, but that doesn't have anything to do with it.
No.
It definitely a very, very interesting place,
But what was, I mean, because you remember, I was very drawn to over to that area. Not so much per se to the building that was over, but to the property over there.
That
Now,
area back in there is where the cemetery is.
oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we were going back that way, that's where the cemetery is, about 100 yards past where we were,
Oh,
but that
wow.
we couldn't get to because of the rain. Yeah, because it
Right.
had rained like a month here, and it was just ridiculous. So
Well, I
yeah,
brought the sunshine and then
if
the
yes, I know.
came
God.
after I left. Back.
Exactly.
Ellen says rebobs. And well, you know what? Rebobs is interesting. And we're going to talk about that in a little while too, because when, for anybody who knows anything about Napa Valley, we have the myths or the legends of the rebobs, the flying monkeys, they call them. And I will tell you that I always think that with, the folklore or the myths or everything, they always come from somewhere. And although over time a lot of the information gets twisted, I will say that there's usually a lot of truth somewhere in that. So it's very interesting. I love going to places like this to either, be able to validate or not. And going to somewhere like in Texas that I've never been to, it was definitely interesting. I've investigated, I think, just about all of the West Coast. There's a place I wanted to go and check it out. So going new places was awesome for sure.
It's always fun going new places. I totally agree with
Oh,
that.
I'm definitely coming back. I just feel like I have to finish this
Oh,
off and figure out,
as
what.
many more places we can go, that's for sure.
Oh, I can't
Yeah.
wait without me being in the damn hospital the whole
Yeah.
time.
We can't have you in the hospital for these because we're gonna have to go stay at one of the places. So
Okay, that's what I like. That's what I like. Ellen
definitely.
says every urban legend has a grain of truth. And I completely
It
agree.
does.
I
I
absolutely think so.
really do. It's like playing telephone. Something starts and it constantly gets changed to the end, but there's something at the very beginning that there's truth in there somewhere. So I
Absolutely.
agree with that.
Now, so I'm definitely going. I mean, obviously, like I said, right after that, I ended up in the hospital. I
Yeah.
spent there the whole time till the day before I was getting. I had to go back home or something. Tara was nice enough. I'll tell you, everybody was checking on me, but Tara was like, "Oh, I'm coming up there." She had to work like the 2 days, and she was like, "I'm still coming up there. I'm coming up there no matter what." And
I
she ended
probably,
up
yeah.
taking me to go get my meds going and take me back to the thing. Then I got together with Peggy Bonk, who was actually out there. And so, also for all of you crazy haters out there who still believe all the stupid rumors that I'm on the FBI's most wanted.
I want to get that, but I promise you, I'll put some money on your books, okay?
Yes,
I
because what people
want
don't know is
the
that Tara is ex-law enforcement and Peggy is an ex-judge. So please believe if any of
reward.
it was true, I would not be hanging out with the police to come get me. But I did tell Tara, that if anything was to go on, I thought she should turn me in just to get the reward. Now, although I don't know what the reward was because it was all bullshit, but I think that I should at least be worth 50,000, 100,000, like that. As long as I put a little bit on my books.
Right.
But nobody would turn me in, damn it.
Damn them.
I know.
That's
I mean,
funny.
I can't, no matter what I do, it just won't take me.
They won't turn you in, but to talk about you behind your back.
Oh, all day long.
Well,
Hey, but I have to say, I do love the haters
I
because,
love the haters.
well, I do because. When you put stuff out about people, right, it backfires on what you're expecting it to do. You expect that you're going to put shit out about somebody and it's going to make that person all the people that read it not like that person.
Right. You
know what it does in my case, or what I've seen over the years, is it piques their interest. And they're like, oh, Christina George is a serial killer. She's on the run.
Let me find out about her. Yeah.
So they jump over to my page. They watch my shows. And I just click the check. So please come in and checking out the show. Troll all you'd like.
That's right.
But they need to get some new stuff. I mean,
yeah.
This stuff is like from 2006. So it's old stuff.
It is old stuff.
I think I'm going to create some rumors about me. Some good ones.
I was going to say, make them juicy. Come on. Give them something to talk about, man.
You got to. It was interesting. I'm going to go ahead and keep you around. I kind of wanted to talk because, you know, we all know a lot of the same people. I mean, and again, if you're in the paranormal field, no matter where you're at, if you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, you know, out in the Midwest, where it doesn't really matter. The paranormal drama has no boundaries. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always strange. You know, I've made a lot of haters because people will tell me I can't, you know, I'm banned from their towns or I can't investigate locations. And I never really got that because it's like they're the paranormal police or there's some kind of paranormal law that
right.
I know about it. And obviously I'm a rebel, so I probably wouldn't have followed it anyway. But you know, I just don't understand why people think that, you know, anything can or anybody can dictate where people can investigate, who they can investigate with, how they should do it.
Right.
You know, and I when I was gone, well, I was sick before I actually got to Texas, and I was just getting flooded.
Right.
Absolutely flooded. I think that was the first day that I got there. I had 62 messages.
Yeah.
Now, for all of you guys that are, and you all know who you are, who are involved in the West Coast drama, it was so interesting how many of all of your mutual friends were contacting me. Not to support you, not to back you, but for me to expose you.
Yeah. That was that, and I don't know. I mean, I know I have a lot of friends that are, you know, I mean, I'm friends with everybody pretty much. And I mean, I'm just me. So I'm not a person that.
Hey, James.
I'm not going to choose sides for anybody. It's either you're my friend or you're not. If you're on board my train, then hey, you know, let's ride this out. You know, I'm your ride or die chick. Trust me.
So am I.
And I'm not going to choose sides with anybody. You know, if you ask my opinion, if you want to know if I feel you're right or wrong, I'll tell you. Doesn't mean you're going to like my answer because I'm a very truthful person. But I also know how to walk away from it. That's the key for me is I walk away. It's none of my business and I'm not going to make it my business. So I'm not going to go and trifle through other people's stuff and everybody's got their issues. I have issues, but it's how I choose to deal with them if I want to involve people or not. And really it's not worth it. It's really not, you know?
Yeah, Maggie's saying the drama tribe can't handle honesty.
And that's true. I mean, people, it amazes me how people really get butthurt over the craziest things. And really, it's a scroll away. Just keep on scrolling. It's a scroll. Or unfriend them, whatever you feel you need to do.
What I see, though, is the divide, right? It's like, okay, so we all know each other. All right, we all interact with each other, especially here on the West Coast, because I hate to say it's not as fragmented as people think. Like there on the West Coast and even up into Nevada, we see each other at all of the events. You know,
right.
Ellen and Devin, they throw their own events.
Right.
Jadine, she is from Northern Nevada Ghost Hunters. Group out there. She does a lot of them. There's a bunch of people that do their own events. And so
You know, I think people get hurt and feel they have to one-up everybody. Let me one-up this person. Or let me, you know, and don't do it in the greatest of ways or the kindest of ways. And, you know.
Well, I will say that, I mean, with groups that have put on the events, I was actually very pleasantly surprised over the years that the events were drama-free. Now, there may have been drama.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of drama between people who are at these places because, again, in this field, like, you can say one thing one day and everybody loves you. You can have a different opinion the next day and everybody will hate you. And then in this field, everybody feels like they got to take some kind of a side. But I would definitely see, like, when I went to the Biltmore out in Lake Tahoe at the last event that I did, and Ellen and Devin and JD, they had collectively put on this event. And
I heard it was great. I wish I could have been there. I heard it was great.
Absolutely. And I know
that was one I was jealous I was not at. I mean, I did. I heard a lot of great stuff about it.
It was freaking amazing. I will tell you, Jadeen asked me to, you know, cover the event for it. I did. It was amazing. And although there were people that did not like each other, you would never have known.
You wouldn't have known it. And that's
the way it should be.
For event's sake, that's, you know, that's good. That's the way it should have been, you know.
And Ellen says, personally, I do it different every time. We never follow anyone. And I mean,
and
again,
great. I think that's a great way to do things. I really, really do.
And I think you have to almost because, yeah. I mean, otherwise, if you go to the same events in the same location, same faces, same everything, you know, after a while, people are going to lose interest in going. So I will say it's always a lot of fun. Devin is just hysterical. I love him to death. Like when we just recently did the podcast together, the interview, he was telling us that, you know, we're like the morning, you know, the morning show. Like, you know, we had him laughing so hard he thought he was going to pee himself in the car. So, you know, it's very interesting. Ellen and Devin have an amazing chemistry where, you know, it is very interesting to watch them work together, and they work, you know, and flow together so well. And so then to bring in and kind of collaborate, it was a much bigger event than most of them are, that I've been to. And it was freaking amazing. I just absolutely loved it.
I love the video of the bagpipe guy.
Yes.
I love the bagpipes. Just saying. I loved that. Yeah.
Yes. It was. And Ellen said it was the amazing, it's the biggest event in Northern California, Nevada. And I 100% agree. It was. And it was just so great. And Jadeen says, you know, para integrity. And I think that says a lot. But yeah. Unfortunately,
yeah,
not a lot of people have integrity all the time.
I was going to say, yes, that doesn't hold true for many.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's sad that people can't go and just have a good time, let things go, let things, you know, bygones be bygones. But there's always somebody that, you know, is all upset. So,
oh yeah, always.
Jadeen says her orange army. Yes, I will always, always, every time I see orange, I will think of Jadeen. Jadeen, I absolutely love you, but yes, you are the orange army for sure. But you are absolutely one of my favorite. It's amazing. Nobody will ever.
You know, and I've talked for a long time about wanting to do a Paracon in Dallas and put one together. And I've talked about it for several years now. But, you know, I just have had a hard time really coming together with it because of so much stuff that's going on that I feel is so unnecessary.
You know what? I think that all of the paradrama, unfortunately, what it does is you got some people that go in and they really want to fracture, you know, the unity in the field as it is. And it's already fractured as it is. But then everybody wants to have everybody else choose sides and alliances, you know. And unfortunately, this backfires dramatically.
Every time. Yeah.
Every time. And, you know, when you show up and you start talking crap people, or you come back and you start talking crap about people, You don't, first of all, if you ask anyone that are in these groups to take sides, you're probably going to get deleted.
100. Yeah.
I know I'm that way.
100%, you bet.
If you come to me and with your drama and you try to get me to choose sides, you're probably going to get deleted.
Yeah.
Now, people really don't do that to me much anymore, only because, well, everybody knows, like, I don't really do real well with that. I do what I want to do. And, you know, with what I do, I cover events. I cover these things, and I'm very professional. There are plenty of times that there are people at these events that I can't stand. But you can ask anybody that has ever seen me in an event, you would never, ever know. I'm probably one of the most professional people. I will smile at you. I will say hello to you.
Right.
I will show you a kindness, even though I'd love to stab you in your, you know, right in your stomach sometimes. But, you know, I know what I'm there for. And that's so right. I really can't. I mean, if I'm going to continue what I'm doing, you know, and I've worked really, really hard over all the years, you know, to gain the respect and the trust of the people who throw these events to have me, you know, help to promote them and cover their events. So to have me jump in, and maybe it's just because of the type of shows I do, but sometimes it's very discerning of how many people want to use me in this field.
Yeah.
Not because they actually like me, but because I've got a platform that is widely, you know, heard in this field, and they try to use me to get revenge on people.
See, and I'll help anybody out. I will help promote you. I will help you do whatever it is you need to do, you know, to get a step up in the field. But I'm going to tell you what, you throw me under the bus, I'm done with you. 100% done. The trust is broken. Sorry, it's just the way it is with me. My life is very busy. The paranormal is 100% in my heart. And I think a lot of people forget why we do this. You know, they get very sidetracked in the drama and forget why we're in the field. And I think that's where things go awry a lot of the time. A lot of the time.
It was just ridiculous. And I was talking to Terry because I was so shocked. Like, I literally went to sleep one night after the investigate, and the very next morning, 62 messages. All about the drama. All about, you should do a show on this person. In other words, you should do a show on this person. You need, these people need to be exposed. Expose them yourself.
Right.
You know, I am so...
That's where another problem is that people are not going directly to the person. They're not going directly to the person and saying, hey, so-and-so, did you say this? Because this is what I'm hearing. Instead, it's taking a different background and going all the way around and not even addressing the person, just making a mockery of the situation.
100%.
That's where, you know, people, come on, we're all adults, I think. And
not everybody gets along all the time.
Well,
it's not
everybody
like each other, and then that's okay.
Everybody is everybody's cup of tea. And I get that. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine.
That's okay, right.
But I know I'm grown enough, if I have a problem, I can just go, hey, whoever, so-and-so, we need to talk. You know, I don't want to bring it out anywhere else. Let's talk one-on-one, you know.
Well, the sad part, too, is a lot of these people, because they interact with them on Facebook or they've seen them at the defense or things like that, they feel like they are their friends. And then, you know, something happens that they don't like and they're talking to somebody else on Facebook or on Messenger.
And that's where it all goes wrong. That's where it all goes wrong.
If people would stand up and just say how they feel. I mean, again, yeah, there's a lot of people who like me. There's a lot of people who hate me. But you will never say, what I say is how I feel. I don't apologize for it. You don't got to like my opinion, you know, whatever. But it is what it is. You know, when you act like somebody in their face, and then you're going to and it's not just their mutual friends, right? And you're talking shit about them.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times, as soon as you and that person are no longer friends for whatever reason,
yeah,
first thing that they're going to do is go to that person and say, oh, guess what so-and-so really thinks about you? They're not your friend. It is so backstabbing. petty in this goddamn field. It drives me crazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And again, because I do the exposing shows, the first thing they all want to do is call me to expose them. No, guys, stop messaging me with your petty bullshit. If you guys have a problem, you need to deal with the person that you have the problem with. You don't even have to be friends with them anymore. But you know what? Oh. Deal with them personally. And then the thing is that all the people that were messaging me wanting me to call the people out who were, you know, in the midst of it at that time, none of them wanted to come to the show. And I said, oh, well, if you want me to do the show, I'll do an exposing show. Come on the show and state how you feel. Oh, no, I can't do that. If I do that, so-and-so will be mad at me, and then they'll come after me. Seriously, so what? You're just going to throw me under the bus and have me put everybody on blast so everybody will be pissed off at me?
That's right. You don't like somebody and then turn around and be like, okay, this is what I don't like about them. You can't do that.
Right. Well, and then it was getting ridiculous because then it went from opinions to rumors. Then to outright lies. Like the shit that I was reading, it was just blowing my mind. I'm just like, are you guys seriously putting this out? And then you see everybody on their pages, like, oh yeah, I support it. And the craziest part was that, okay, and now mind you, I'm not going to mention any of the names of the players that were involved in all of this because I know every single one of them and are friends with all of them. But the interesting thing was I was watching everybody's page as it was coming, as all the stuff was developing. And I was seeing, because nobody was like calling anybody out by name, they were just putting these random rants and posts. I was seeing the same people going on everybody's page because they know everybody and everybody was, they were supporting everybody's side. And I'm like, what the hell, you guys are supporting every side, but you don't even know that this is the other person you supported, that this is about them. Am I the only one that knows like what the hell's going on here?
Right.
I get it. Like, stop following what people say. My biggest pet peeve in this field is that we have got, you know, thousands upon thousands and upon thousands of so-called investigators and researchers. But when it comes to rumors, people will believe anything and not do
always research of their own. Negative to the bad stuff first. It's like human nature. Let's feed the negative first because it's too easy. It's too easy. You know, we're not going to think of the positive of the person. Let's think of the negative first. You know,
yeah.
What they're doing wrong, or you know, not what they're bringing to the field, but what they're doing wrong. So people are so quick to point that shit out. It just makes me crazy, and that's where I just have to keep scrolling. Because I can't.
Yeah, I agree.
Not take time out of my day for petty stuff like that.
But I'm going to tell you, though, I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm a petty person. It was pretty entertaining.
It was entertaining. I'm not going to lie. It was entertaining, but I'm not, you know, it went no further than what my eyes saw. I'll say that. I'm not going to contact anybody about it. I'm not going to talk about it. It doesn't matter, you know.
Well, people kept reaching out to me. Are you going to do a show? Are you going to expose these people? No. Not my fight. Not my problem.
Exactly. Not your battle, not your fight. Exactly. You
know, I mean, it's just like,
hi, monkey.
It's just like what they say, you know, what people think of me is none of my business. You know, their opinion of me has, who cares? Like, me responding, getting mad, any of those things, it's not going to change that opinion of me. It's going to be the way it is. Me taking the higher road, you know, that shows people things different. I mean, again, when, you know, back in 2006, when I pissed off somebody else in the field and they made it their lifelong, you know, vendetta was, they told me, I will ruin you. You will not be in this field in 1 year. And here we are, you know, 13 years later and my face is still here. I'll bet you I really pissed those people off.
Exactly. You know, I wish people would look at what others are bringing to the field and, you know, don't worry about the petty stuff. You know, you're all going to wake up tomorrow and your day's going to go on. It's going to continue.
Absolutely.
You know, let's see what people bring to the field. What they bring to the field is what should be important. And nobody's taking a look at that. Nobody's taking a look at that. You know, they're saying who can piss farther right now. I don't care if you can piss farther than me. What are you bringing to the field? Honestly.
100%.
You know.
So let's go to some of the comments. So Jayden says, I wish everyone was like that, honest. Well, I don't know.
I do too.
I don't know. If people were really honest, I don't know. I think that
everybody would be butthurt.
Everybody would be butthurt, really. I mean, because again, there's a lot of things that, you know, and I'm pretty honest about how I feel about people and say what I say, but there's always a reason. But there's a lot that I hold back. So I don't know that I will want everybody to be honest. But, you know, I think that to be professional in this field, like, you have to have some ethics. I mean, it's like with anything. And unfortunately, it's just a shit show out there. So it's just falling apart. So James says, I've never seen so much jealousy and backstabbing than people in the paranormal Facebook. Wow.
I agree, James.
So true. And you know what? It's like keyboard warriors.
I think people need to know when not to say stuff. When better left unsaid, people need to know when to shut their mouth and not say anything at all.
Well, and the thing is that the ones that are being the most vocal are the ones that are having the most problems. Because,
okay, so
you know,
right there, I tell you, some things are better left unsaid.
Right, right. And again, you know, in this
field, I'm not a genius or anything, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Right. Well, some people, you know, I think that it's just like when they start seeing all the backbiting so much, eventually they're just like, oh, I'm done. I'm done with it all.
Yeah.
I'm just going to delete all of them.
Right.
And I'm just going to move on with what I'm, you know, doing. And so it's very interesting. Maggie says, all about the Benjamins. Well, but unfortunately, like, most people don't get paid in this field. So
I've never seen a dime from it, and that sure as hell isn't why I'm around in the field.
Yeah.
I care less about it. It's like I tell most people, I don't like being on camera. I very seldom do radio shows because I don't like to do it. Not that I don't like myself on camera, I guess. And I feel weird. So, you know, I like doing some live videos. I'll do some, but for me, no, keep me behind the cameras and let me do my thing.
Right. Jackie says, I would go directly to the person, but no one does. I try to remove myself from all the drama. And, you know, I'm with you. I mean, I try to as well. Unfortunately, when you know all of the people that are going through it, it is very hard to, you know, because I feel for some of the people, some of the things that they're going through, to be honest, because it shouldn't be happening.
I agree.
And this has started over such small, petty stuff, and is now blown into this huge, you know, hurricane and snowball effect of just craziness.
It's complete craziness. It's honestly, I feel like it's at epic proportions right now, to be really honest with you. It hasn't been this bad in a long time.
Stop the coward going behind my back, then the problem changes with each telling. And then by the time it gets back, now you're like, whoa, really? This is crazy. Jadeen says, it's BS, child's play. True, but you know, it's like
that.
Paranormal, you know, preschool out there right now. I mean, it's like everybody's in the sand, and who, you know, you can't play in my sandbox. So
exactly,
you know,
I'm taking my toys and going home.
Mm-hmm. Jadeen says, "That's right, scroll on, baby, scroll on." Yes, Ellen. We know. She says, "Ex team members who don't get rides are evil." And yes, there's much more to that as well. But, you know, Ellen actually dealt with somebody who got very upset that they, over miscommunication, that they didn't get a ride, and then decided they were going to go and
Uber. They could get another ride somewhere. So let's cause a bunch of drama.
Yeah. Or maybe just ask some other team members for a ride. I mean, that would be my thing.
Crazy.
Yes. So, yeah. So they didn't get that. So this person decided that. They knew that the drama was ensuing. They knew the drama was going on. And they said, okay, well, she left me behind. Let me go start a little bit of drama on her. Let me go and make up some lies and go tell the people she doesn't like. And let's see how this would play out until she was caught. And then she denied it until there was proof. You know, again, you guys are learning so well from watching this show.
Exactly. That's right.
Evidence is everything. You know, I mean, people can call you a liar, but if you've got the proof, yeah, whatever.
Said, being in law enforcement, if it's not on paper, it didn't happen. saying now we have screenshots and stuff. There's nothing that's much different than it being on paper. It's just the same now.
Proof right.
Pudding.
Yep. She said, Ellen said she tried to, you know, wreck her family. She started stuff. I mean, again, it's
that's
like
somebody who's digging way too deep. That tells me someone has an issue.
Well, again, people take it way too personally.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, it's definitely uncalled for, but it happens more often than not. Like, I had a team member that was with me for a very long time. In fact, when I was mentoring kids with abilities, her granddaughter happened to be one of the girls that I mentored. And I mentored her for many years, and her grandma was a guardian. And so her grandma was very into the paranormal and had always wanted to investigate. So I opened the doors and I'm like, you can come with us. You can come hang out. You can investigate. And she became part of my team. And I mean, again, she knew everything about me, every, you know, issue I've ever gone through, what's hurt me, what doesn't hurt me, who I like, who I don't like, just everything. And all of a sudden, when we started having the television show, right, that came out, The Dead Files.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it went from everybody hating psychics to
everybody is a psychic.
Right. And like overnight, I must have saw like at least 100 people that went from, you know, Joan Smith to psychic medium Joe Smith. And I'm like, what the hell? I've known you for 8 years. You've never been a psychic. What the hell are you talking about? So people were coming out the woodwork. Well, she happened to do the same. And I had gotten sick and I was out for a couple months. I was really, really, really sick. And she went to some of the clients that I had and she said, oh, well, Christina's really sick and she can't do the readings right now. So she sent me and I can do the readings. And I didn't know anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
This client had came and said, hey, I have a problem with my boyfriend, and I think that he's younger than me, and I think that he might be cheating. And her advice was to do a voodoo spell on him.
Oh, Jesus. But
not just a voodoo spell. Also, you would do a love spell to counteract the voodoo spell. Okay. Yeah, I know. I can see you rolling your eyes there. I was assuming. So we're driving in the car one day and she gets a phone call. And so she's talking and it's so loud. I can hear what they're saying. And I hear this lady say, it's kind of funny. She's like, oh my God, there's a problem. And I said, so my team member says, why, what's going on? And she said, well, I did that voodoo spell that you know, told me. And what she wanted was so that the guy wouldn't be able to have sex and cheat on her anymore, right? And she's like, now his penis won't get hard and he's peeing blood and he can't have any sex whatsoever. And she says, well, oh my gosh, did you do that? Yes, this is a true story. I swear on everything. She said, did you do the love spell? Now, mind you, I'm ear hustling and I'm hearing all this and I literally pulled to the side of the road. And so first of all, I'm like, she says, oh, well, I gotta go. So she hangs up the phone and I said, what in the hell? Who was that? And she tells me, and I'm like, oh my God, did I hear you right? You told her to do a voodoo spell. And she goes, well, I told her to do a love spell to counteract it. And I said, who the hell ever taught you about either? And why would you give that advice out? Like, I have no idea. So because I called her out on it, she was very, very upset with me. And now I said, the poor guy got an unworking penis. He's peeing blood.
He's got penis problems.
Yeah, now he's got a penis problem. You got a paranormal problem. Like, I was just like, and you're throwing out, you know, love spells and voodoo spells as, you know, if you know what the hell you're doing.
Oh, Lord, help us all.
So I'm like, okay, so maybe before I fire her, maybe some retraining is necessary. So I decided that I was going to go ahead and try to do something. Well, instead, she decided, screw you, Christina. I don't need you. I can go do my own thing. So behind my back, she went and created a Facebook page with the same name as mine, of my group, and just put the city that she was in as a hyphenate. And she went to everybody who was following my group page and said, oh, I live out of town, so I'm opening up a sister chapter to Christina's. So you should come and you should join our, you know, my team and follow my, you know, my page, because Christina won't have a problem with it. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I could care less. People can follow whoever they want, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then she started, you know, like talking behind my back. And then she started, you know, again, if you're going to talk about me, you probably should not talk about me to people I'm friends with. But again, we're talking about, you know, people in the paranormal field. You know, I always say common sense, I think they stopped passing it out long ago. And I believe it more and more every year, because I'm just thinking, okay, if you want me to know how you really feel, you know my number, you know how to contact me. You know, even if you don't got my number, you can call me on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and tell me how you feel. But to go behind my back, and, you know, it just got worse, and it was tarnishing, you know, the reputation of my group. So I was like, oh, I got to put a stop to this. And, you know, I will tell you, she decided to go to the person who had started all of the rumors, had caused me all of the drama in the early years, and went and decided to go and be best friends with him to try to get him to come in and do it. So I see this happen all the time. And a lot of times, and we're seeing it actually probably over the last 6 or 7 years, is teams that are being created.
Yeah.
And then they're together for a couple of years, and then there's a falling out. And then you will always see one or the other then start talking crap about the other one. Oh, they hoax everything. They fake everything. And I laugh at it. I never listen to it, because I'm like,
and you have all these thoughts, groups coming in that are seeing all this, you know, and they don't know different because they haven't been in the field that long, you know?
Well, and it's not that. I always tell them, because again, as soon as they break up, you know, as soon as the team breaks up or they have, you know, any kind of conflict, they come to me to tell me, oh, so-and-so, you might want to know, they fake things. So you should put them on your show and do an exposing show. And I'm like, really? And how long were you with the team? Oh, I was with 3 or 4 years. And you saw this faking going on? Oh, huh? Okay. Well, then why up until just before you got into a fight, you 100% supported the team and were right behind them about how awesome they were. And then you'll notice that as soon as they get, you know, hair up their butt, then all of a sudden they come out with, oh, they're a horrible person. Oh, they say make shit up. Then it just filters out, you know, like poison. And everybody that reads it, they say, oh, it must be true. Must be true because they posted it. They know that person personally. No, people.
No.
Start doing your research.
Yeah, this is where everything went wrong, is when Crayola took the sharpener out of the box. Now it's just everybody getting dull. They can't sharpen the damn crayons, people. Damn it.
Oh my god, that's stupid. Let's see. Hold on. Ooh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's just.
Pat says, not cool. Keep family out. Yeah, well, you know what? In this field, though, it is cutthroat. It is no holds barred. And if you do not have a thick skin, now, a lot of people say they do, but they actually don't. I mean, they think they have a thick skin and they think they don't care what people have to say until somebody really gets mad at you and then they put you on blast. And it's something that's a lie. It takes a lot, because I've been through it, to not respond. And you know, I had to learn the hard lesson very early on, because you're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. If you go and you stand up for yourself and you try to, you know, make the truth come out, then you're bad. You know, they say, oh, if you had nothing to hide, there should be nothing that you need to stand up for. You don't have to stick up for yourself. And if you don't say anything, they're saying, well, if it wasn't true, why, how come they aren't coming forward and making things right, telling us what's really true? And I did that for a while. And I'll tell you, it created a shit show. I mean, again,
yeah. You would
just listen to whatever. So, I mean, my thing is, if you see stuff out about people,
real important, you know?
Yeah.
I really want to, I mean, really, if somebody's making up something about me, blasting on Facebook, all right, Do I really want to deal with it? Probably not, because I know it's not true, and I'm just like, whatever.
Ellen says anyone that goes after best friends, families, or things like that are scum. And but you know, again, it's like this is like,
and it's hurtful. And a lot of people, it's hurtful to them. And you know, and I can understand. I can definitely understand that. And it is hurtful.
It is, but again, you know, if you're going to be if you're going to be in the public eye, you just better get used to the. This is what's going to happen. It is very, very hard not to respond when you know it's a lie and it's out there about you. Especially for me, because I'm very vocal, and so I have to say what I have to say. But I will tell you, I learned more going through that situation than any other time in my life. And I started realizing that when you have these haters, they are putting stuff out to basically bait you.
Yes. They want your reaction. They want you to come back. They want you to say something. That's what they're waiting for. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And, you know, what happens is that if you give them that reaction, they, first of all, look, I could be a professional troll. I swear. If I was really a bully, like, oh my gosh, I could just go, I could just pick people apart all day long. Because again, I watch and I see what people do to other people. And then they go right on Facebook and they want to, you know, talk about how it so upsets them. Oh, if I am your bully or if I am your troll and you just tell me how much this is affecting you mentally, oh yes, I'm going to turn up the steam. I'm going to turn up the heat and poke a little more. And so, yeah. So it's hard that you need to step back and not say anything and eventually just let people decide where the truth lies. If I'm sorry, guys. Oh, yeah. I also haven't had any sleep. But the thing is that just because people go to support you, they go to your events, they're on your pages, does not mean that they have any loyalty to you. They may like you.
Doesn't mean they have
great. Might be a great person. But it doesn't mean that they're loyal, because there's a lot of people now, especially with so many people who are mutual friends, they don't want to have to take sides. Unless it's their own battle, they don't want to get involved in somebody else's drama. Now, do I sit back and say, ooh, that's some that was shitty. Like, oof, they really said that? Oh my God, that was deep. But I don't know.
It's
it's
how you react to it. It's whether you choose to react to it or not. Are you going to choose to react to it or not? I'm going to tell you, 6 out of 10, I will not react to it at all. Won't do it.
Well, Ellen says, I really don't care what people say about me. I'm warning people listening as it happens. There you go.
There you go.
Nice to see you, love. Always nice to see you. So let's see. Ellen says, whatever looks good at the moment, it is what it is. So again, if you just let it play out, because when they don't get the attention that they're wanting, what ends up happening is that you start either you smother them and they shut up, or they start talking more and they try to one up it and try to get people to take sides. Right. And the thing is when you do that, it usually causes the opposite effect. People are like, oh, you're never shutting up about this. Oh, you're still bitching about this. Okay, why are you going on Facebook? It's not going to change anything. And I have to agree, it doesn't, other than everybody is watching. Everybody is watching everything. And then they're like, okay, this is how it's going to go. And then before you know, oh, yep, Ellen says implosion. It's exactly.
That's right. Yep.
Man, when the shit hits the fan there, it really hits the fan.
Yep.
And again, it's like when you look back, it's like all of these people used to all be cool with each other. And it's like now it's created. Oh, gosh. Sorry, guys. It is so fragmented right now. Everything is so broken. And everybody is, you know, on one side or the other side. And everybody knows each other, and it's been sad. I'm not gonna lie, because
it's sad. You know, it really is, you know, because you know, one time I think there were a lot of great friendships, and you know, to see them crumble the way that they have, it's sad. You know, I think some have crumbled for the wrong reasons. I think some have crumbled for all the right reasons.
100%. And Lisa says, it gets out of control, but sometimes it's so hard not to stand up. And girl, you know, I know what you're talking about. It is.
That circle of mine that I have, that I, like I said, I'm the ride or die chick. And I got your back. And I'll be there.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is, like, that's the way I am with my personal friends. You know, if something goes on, I'll be the first to stand up for my good friends. But again, what do you really consider good friends? You know, and when is it really like, okay, so if it's like my best friend, so like the co-founder of my group, we have been friends forever. In the last 11 years, since we met, never had a fight, a disagreement, an argument, nothing. I mean, but please believe you to go after her. Oh, yeah, you're going to hear all about me. I'm going to be all.
Yep. Yep. And you're breaking up again. Where did you go? I don't know where she went. I don't even know if I'm on anymore.
Hold on.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm back. My haunted room kicked me off.
Kind of just hanging out. No one's sure where I was either. So.
No worries.
it goes to, you know, what is the point where you're the ride or die chick? I know. And like I said, I have many friends, but there's my handful of friends that you bring their name up and I'm right there for them. I got their back.
Well, you know, and the funny thing,
and I know that they would have mine.
Well, right. And I mean, the thing is it's like, again, at some point, you know, a lot of people just don't like each other. I mean, if I like just tried to fight everybody's battles for them, I mean, I just have myself into a whole bunch of shit I don't need.
Right, right. Yeah.
Lisa says, I can hear you, Tara. Can't wait for April.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Party in the barn.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you were talking about, you know, and we kind of talked about it too while I was out there, that you'd, you know, want to put an event together out there. And I think that that would be a great idea. I think it would be
a Dallas area paranormal thing out here.
I will definitely help you put it together. I'll help you promote whatever you need to do. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Because there's a lot of people I'd like to see from the West Coast, a lot of people I'd like to see from the East Coast, a lot of people, you know, just from, you know, Mid-America come together. I mean, it's kind of a central point, you know, and I think it would be really neat, and I think it would be a lot of fun.
I do, too. You know. All right, Brittany, no worries. Thanks for joining us. We only got about 20 more minutes anyway, so thank you for hit up, and you know I always love you, so keep it up. I will see you at the next thing you do, because you guys always got stuff going on. Owen says, my next event will be about empowering. Hmm.
Okay,
we'll see how that one goes.
Who said that?
Ellen said that her next event's going to be about empowering.
Empowerment's always good.
Well, it's good, but do we really think it would work in this field?
I think it depends on who's there and how people perceive it, to be honest.
Maybe I need some empowerment. Maybe I'm not positive enough. Fuck positivity.
I was going to say, maybe there's too much positivity. I don't know.
Ain't no goddamn positivity. Strong women. Yeah, that would be.
There you go. I like that.
Well, we definitely need to put something together for sure. I definitely think that it would be a great event. Lisa says, empowering in crystals. Now, you know, Lisa, I would expect that. I love Lisa. She is amazing. But she is, again, I can only surround myself with so much positivity, because I think I just have a dark side that is inbred into me. So if I hear too much about unity and positivity, I feel like I'm like going to throw up because it, I feel like part of me wants to be, you know, meditating and be positive and empowered. And the other side, you know, of me wants to just beat the hell out of some people. And I just have to kind of straddle the fence and just very, try to control all
that. That's the paranormal field for you.
I have, you know, been preaching this forever. I mean, I've always said that when George was on the show, I used to tell him all the time, you know, he was always saying, oh, it's great. And parent unity. And I'm like, yep, it's because you're new to the field. Because that shit is very short lived. And, you know, it always is. I think that what you have to do is like not look at the positivity and the paranormal on a large scale, because I don't think it can exist. But I do think that if you pick and choose your circles correctly and you keep them small, with like-minded people, I absolutely think it's, you know, happen. Because I'll tell you, the people that I hang out with all these, that do all these events, I always have an amazing time. I have so much fun, and it's always a lot of laughs and, you know, investigating, having a good time.
Right.
So I think that that's the way it is. But, you know, again, when I go to events, do I like everybody there? No, I don't like a lot of people. But, you know, I mean, again, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, if I don't like them, I just don't interact with them. You know, I can still see them. It's not like if you go to an event, I say, oh, I'm not going to. And I hear this so much. I'm not going to that event if you have so-and-so there.
I've heard that. And
seriously?
You know, I'm.
So you're going to put somebody and make them have to choose. Yeah, that usually doesn't work out real well either.
Don't come. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to not invite somebody because somebody doesn't like them. I'm going to invite freaking everybody. So whoever shows up, shows up. If you don't like them, don't talk to them. Or don't come. I don't give a crap.
There you go. There you go. If you can't be grown up enough to be able to work with it, work around people that you don't like, you know, this is not the field, you know, for you. Pat says, oh, why do I keep yawning? Pat says, we are so twins, Christina. I embrace my dark side. And well, that's because,
you know, and that's a big thing that, you know, this field, we deal with a lot of dark things, a lot of dark sided things.
Yeah. Lisa says, got to balance the light and the dark. I'm very positive. Can't help it. Just me. But I understand not everyone is like me. Yeah, you know, I mean, again, I'm a very positive person. I mean, I love people and everything, but
I'm a positive person. But it is. I mean, if you don't like me, you don't like me. I'm no sweat off my back. I'm still going to be me.
Yeah, that's true. My thing.
I mean,
it's a good thing I'm not some kind of like
person, but I have my bad days. I can be a real bitch. I have my.
Hey, Jay, nice to see you.
You know, it's.
I definitely can be a bitch. But I mean, again, it is who I am. I mean, the one thing that has kept me on a consistent in this field is that nobody can say that I've changed. I can't say, oh, Christina started out so nice and now she's a bitch. No, I've always been nice and a bitch. It's just who I am. And it depends on the topic and depends on, you know, the issues. Again, I love people and I absolutely enjoy being around people. I just cannot deal with all the craziness going on out there. And it finally gets to a point where it gets to me that it's like, I feel like I have to like go on and like, and call people out, like just to get them to stop. Like
stop.
It's
ridiculous. Stop. Just to say, hey, okay, enough is enough.
Helen said, Helen says, we aren't cheerleaders of darkness. Oh, I sometimes can be, I think. But, you know, I got to keep it under wraps, Hilton. Okay, Lisa, good to see you, hon. I will see you next time.
Bye, Lisa. Love you.
So I think, actually, we got about 30 minutes left. But I am actually waiting for my daughter to get here with my grandson. I actually took a little mini 2-day vacation to take my mom out gambling of all things. Yay. And so she's been patiently waiting for my long ass show to get over so that she can go back down and spend some more money. Hey, I'm doing good.
There you go.
That's all that matters. But my little grandson is going to come hang out with us tonight. So I think I'm going to cut the show just a little bit short tonight.
Beauty pot.
Yeah, I haven't had any real, you know, family time. So I still wanted to do the show because I have so many things have been going on the past few weeks that I haven't been able to do one. But before we leave, I do want to talk about the podcast that we just did. So hold on just a second. I want to pull it up so I have all of the right information. Oh, come on.
Now, this is the podcast you did with Devin, right?
Yes. Yes. And it's on Ellen's page. So you got to give me a minute because I got to go back to her page because for some reason it's not online, even though she tagged me in it. My God, you've been busy today, girl. You've got so many things on your page. I can't even find the damn thing. What the hell? Hey, Ellen, put the name of the put the name of the podcast because I don't want to say it wrong. Hold on just a second.
So that'd be something interesting because I honestly have not heard this podcast yet.
I listened to it today.
I've heard of it, but I have not heard it yet.
Yeah, I actually listened to it today. Ellen tagged me in it. And so I was, oh yeah. So Your Nerd Side is the show. So I'm going to put up the link on my page. Make sure to go and, you know, check it out. It was a really, really fun time. The guy was great. We got some great, you know, evidence. We got some EVPs. The two guys that came were both radio show hosts from out in the Bay Area. And they were also, they don't do, their shows are usually not, have nothing to do with the paranormal. They're not in the paranormal. They were just doing a Halloween special. And so they decided to focus on Ellen and Devin. And again, unfortunately, Ellen got really, really sick, so I stood in for her. But it was a great interview. He did a great job, I thought. I would really love for everybody to check it out. Check out the page later. I'll post it up on there.
I want to check this out.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Definitely. Also, just a shout-out for Ellen. Ellen and Devin, I want to have some congratulations coming. They have some new things in the mix here. They are going to be doing some wine tours, haunted wine tours.
That I would love to go do that. That sounds like so much fun.
Well, I told you to go ahead and come on out, and we will definitely go out on that for sure. They got a great thing. Actually, there's a very haunted history of. Actually, not just the winery that they are going to be working with, but there's actually quite a few wineries in Napa Valley that have a very interesting haunted past, and I've worked at some of them. So if you're ever wanting to come out, they have a bus. They got a bus. So they're going to be doing, you know, the tours out there. You'll be able to go and hear the haunted history, do some investigating, and have a little wine all together. What can be any better than that? And they've got lots of wineries on board right now. So definitely if anybody is interested in doing that, or you want to have them have a little visit in the Napa Valley, make sure to check them out. You can go to the Napa Valley Ghost Walk Tours, check out their Facebook page. Also, you can, hold on. Jackie says, I'm for a haunted wine tour. Jackie, yeah, I know. And all you got to do, girls, come out here and we'll make sure that
Jackie, I'm in. That just sounds like a good time.
Maggie just said, come on, Tara, let's go. Giddy up. Well, Tara actually is going to be planning her trip out this way to the West Coast. She wants to come check out my area, so we're going to get back together and do that. So yes, definitely we'll have to all get together, anybody that would like to go. If you want to go and check out their website, it's www.napaghosts.com. But they're also again on Facebook, so definitely check it out. Their first tour is going to be March 10th, right before my birthday. Woo-hoo! Maybe I know what I'll be doing on my birthday. But the only thing is I don't drink wine. Ellen, will you put some tequila on the bus for me?
Grey Goose.
Grey Goose. We'll pretend that it's wine.
Put it in a wine bottle. No one will ever know.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good idea.
Just say. Not that I've ever done anything like that before. I'm just throwing it out there.
Or if not, I guess I could always smuggle in my flask, my paranormal flask.
There we go. Exactly.
Ellen says, hell yes. And she got our back. She got our back.
We'll have so much fun. I am definitely, yes, this year is definitely a plan to come out that way. And I would love to go do something like that.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, we're going to put it all together again. Check out her website and book those tours. They are amazing. And the Napa Valley, this is definitely something you want to do. It.
Napa Valley is beautiful in June.
Absolutely.
Beautiful place.
Ellen says, just drink it after. Okay. Oh, well, yeah. I've learned my lesson of drinking and getting drunk and investigating doesn't usually work well together.
It doesn't work out well, yeah. That's true.
Dawn says, I'm out on ghost and drinks. Well, you need to come with us too, Dawn, because I know you'd have a blast. You love that wine. So we would have a lot of fun, although she's already got her own haunted location. So, and I'm looking forward to, and stay tuned for that because, again, got some very interesting things that are planned for the coming year. So, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a very interesting year for a lot of people. I see a lot of good things coming up.
Absolutely. And a lot of, I really hope that, you know, for any of you guys that are, you know, listening, that are into all of the drama, I hope that you would just let it go. Just let it go. Just keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what the other people are doing, just do your own thing. Just do your own thing.
The paranormal. It's not for the drama. Remember why you're here.
Absolutely. And Jackie says, all dragged on with me. Absolutely. We'll both drag her. Then I can't drink. Oh, well. Well, we'll just be all drunk together. It's all right. It's all right. We'll find something.
It's all right.
And yes, and then also this month, after the day after Thanksgiving, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I will be doing an investigation up at one of my favorite locations to investigate up at the Preston Castle in Cayenne, California. So we're going up with Jackie. We're going up with a small group of people. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I will be updating everybody. Hopefully everything goes well. I usually never have Wi-Fi up there, but we'll, if not, I'll videotape and then I'll upload it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of interesting things, a lot of good stuff coming up. And if you have an event or something that you would like me to join or cover for you, please let me know. I would be happy to set it up. And with that being said, guys, we are going to head out for tonight. Thank you all so much for coming. Thanks for
Love you all. You
guys have been great. And I will see you all on Thursday. Oh, no. Keep doing that. I'll say Thursday and it's on Wednesday now. So nobody would be there. So, make sure to check me out on Wednesday night for our top secret news. We got so much to cover, and I will be back again next week. So thanks, everybody, and I will see you next time. Have a great week. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Gedenya segini, Bray. Setengah dua.
Setengah sayuran sama mayones, Bray.
Okay.
Nothing's out there?
No.
Mike, and today I am pranking my girlfriend X. Our anniversary is next Tuesday, and she thinks we're going on a nice getaway vacation, and I think this is the perfect time to pull the rug from under.
My name is Clara. I'm pranking my husband Andrew, and I want to see if he's going to bay or bail. I totally think he's going to bay. I think he's going to rush to my side or drag me up with him.
My name is Scott. I'm pranking my girlfriend, Caitlin. Caitlin is small in stature, but she's like a pit bull. So I'm not quite sure how this is going to play out.
It's been a good 2.5 years, and hopefully this doesn't end it.
Let's make him look like he's been dead, hanging out in this hotel for decades.
All right, come on in, gentlemen.
our couples are going to be distracted by the knocking on the door. So at that third knock, Adam, that is your cue to come out from behind the mirror and just give these people the scare of a lifetime. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Camera B, I like the way that looks. Okay, first couple's coming. Let's get into position. Here we go.
I'm going to sleep as soon as we get in here.
Now we gotta, oh, okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, there we go.
Never figure those out.
Do you, dear?
Oh, wow.
It's as big as our apartment. I'll get it.
Hello.
Hey. Got your bags for you.
Thank you.
We'll just drop and go.
Oh, word. Cool, cool.
You're welcome.
Man, this place is nice.
Yeah, it looks nice, but it's actually a little bit creepy, in my opinion.
Is there something wrong?
You know, I shouldn't say anything, and I'm sure they didn't tell you this, but there have been a few people who have died in this room.
What? How
like
many?
Like, several from what I... And actually, in the 1920s, there was a bellhop who got killed here. So, I don't know. You didn't hear it from me.
Oh, you hear
it? You hear? Listen, you know what? If you want, I can do, like, a quick little cleansing ceremony. I've got some sage in my desk downstairs, and, you know, for, like, $100, I'd be glad to just do it real fast so you can get some good sleep.
Are you serious? I don't need to pay you.
All right, well, that's fine. I'm just looking out for you all. All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
please.
Thanks
sleep
for the
well if you can.
What the hell?
$100 for some sage?
He wild.
He thinks we're from out of town or something like that. He scams like 50 people a day doing that. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, maybe.
Is he serious?
All right, buddy. This guy works really hard for his money.
Oh. He's not out here.
Michael.
That's weird.
Michael, I know. Mm-mm.
You know what? That's not cool.
No.
You know what? I don't like this guy. How about this? I'm going to make a call.
All right. Phone's not working.
The phone's dead, too.
The phone's not really working.
No, Mike.
What the? Okay.
I know you would have run.
Oh my God.
You stuck with me, my hero.
You did get me. My ass was scared. I peed a little bit in my panties.
What if we humans could live somewhere outside of Earth? Say the moon. Obviously, we can't just pack our stuff and move there today. But what if we terraformed it, reshaped it into Earth's image? How long would it take us to turn our natural satellite into a habitable place? What would this Earth moon look like? Would this even be possible? This is What If, and here's what would happen if we terraformed the moon. Wondering why we chose the moon and not Mars? With water ice buried beneath its surface, the red planet seems to be the best candidate to serve as our second Earth. But with zero experience terraforming, we should consider colonizing our natural satellite first. It gets twice as much sunlight as Mars, and it's just a 3-day trip from us. In short, it would take us less time and money to construct a decent Earth on our moon. So, how exactly do we engineer a habitable planet? Just to be clear, we're not talking about building a permanent moon base. We'd go nuts and actually transform the moon into an Earth, just a smaller one. For starters, we'd need to build an atmosphere. And here's the fun part. To do that, we'd need to bombard our moon with 100 water ice comets.